your community at Gold's Gym today.
Join Gold's Gym with zero enrollment and no contract. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/February to learn more. Offer ends February 17th.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Joe, I'll get to you in a minute. Austin, who has been our on-site correspondent at times from the Senior Bowl, actually had a little tweet on Buckshot Calvert previously, and that's well done, Austin, because he just sent me that, and it says, amongst other things, it says, plays with a confident swagger, and that's 100% accurate. Because he really does. Evident in every film clip you watch, he is the absolute leader of that football team. He absolutely plays with a confident swagger, no question about it. So it's a good job, Austin. And so Stephen Buckshot Calvert from Liberty, number 30. And again, if people remember, I frequently gave out Liberty as an underdog because they were a live dog because of this kid. So there's that. Joe, I'll come right to you. Before I do, let me tell you about Joe's. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. There is no Italian food like it. You know what? I am craving Joe's, Ramona. Every time I talk about Joe's, I crave Joe's. Look, your meal starts with the garlic knots. They stuff them full of hot, melted, cheesy goodness. They serve it with the marinara sauce. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. That is the finest marinara sauce you'll find anywhere. Manja, I promise you, that's the best sauce you've ever had. You dip those garlic knots in the sauce, it's like you died and went to Italian food heaven. That's before your meal even starts. The appetizers, the pepperoni twist, the meatball sliders, my favorite, the meatballs and marinara. The entrees, the taste of Italy, the chicken parm, the real lasagna with beef and multiple cheeses. It's just insanely good. The pizza, which is award-winning. The pizza is award-winning. Every year, the desserts, which are all homemade. You know what a cannoli is? If you don't, go find out. It's Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. And I'll take your calls. We'll inject your calls during the reveal of this list. Joe.
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, good, Joe. Appreciate you getting in.
You know, you were talking about as far as Wake Forest. You know, one thing that's extremely interesting to me that I believe it's 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row. Wake Forest has had a top 25 offense. Wake Forest. Think about that.
Yeah. The only issue is they can't stop anybody if you arm all 11 guys with baseball bats.
That's true. But hey,
except for Daniel Jones, they stopped him.
I mean, like, to me, somebody needs to hire that offensive coordinator. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how he keeps putting up those numbers. But, you're right. You know, I want to say Hartman was a freshman last year.
He was.
And he put up school record against Tulane his first game. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
One thing about Liberty, and I know a lot of people make some jokes about him every now and then, but they are bathing in money. And they have some pretty good facilities up there. I wouldn't be too surprised if they start, really following the blueprint of App State, because they have the facilities, they have a coach, whether I like them or not.
Yeah, you have Hugh Freeze up there.
I mean, they got a four-star in this past class, but I wouldn't be too surprised if they go to a bowl game next year.
Joe, think about this. One of the only guys who's been able to beat Nick Saban is coaching Liberty.
Well, I was going to say something about Bagman, but I'm probably going to leave that alone. Yeah. But anybody wants to take a look at Liberty's facilities, you know, take a look at it. I'm telling you, they're pretty good. Appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Joe. Good job. All right, so that's number 30A is Buckshot Calvert from Liberty, and enjoy watching him this year. 29 is going to surprise people, Ramona. 29 is Puma Pass, Juwan Pass of Louisville. And look, I get the Louisville is a train wreck thing. Juwan Pass, when he got a chance to play, made his share of mistakes. There's no question about it. They had no defense at all, but I will tell you this, from a physical talent standpoint, Juwan Pass can make every throw an NFL quarterback needs to make. Now, he needs to learn defenses to a greater degree. He needs to gain some consistency. He needs to be the guy because he split time last year. They basically had a running quarterback and a passing quarterback. Well, I think that if he continues to develop, he has an NFL arm. It just hasn't really fully been demonstrated yet. But you can see the arm talent when he has time to set his feet and stand in the pocket and make throws. So Louisville, Juwan Pass, number 29. Number 28, and this guy is an enormous disappointment to me, Ramona, because last year, I expected big things from him, and I grant you, his team had a ton of injuries, and his weapons were basically taken away from him. And that's a big part of why he drops down. But until I see him demonstrate the signs that he did at the second half of the previous year, I can't put him higher than this because he disappointed me last year with his performance. I really thought, based on how the season ended the prior year and how he performed in their bowl game, that this next guy was going to take a major step forward in his development, and he actually regressed. So he's moved all the way back to 28, and we'll see what he does this year. He has the physical tools. He's 6'4", he's 230 pounds, he's very athletic, has a strong arm. All these elements he possesses, and that is number 28, Brian Lewerke of Michigan State. And Ramona, that's Lewerke. But check the spelling because I don't, when I put the list together.
I'm checking it. You don't have to give it to me.
Brian Lewerke, Michigan State, number 28. And again, a major come down from my expectations for Lewerke just a year ago. He's better than this, but he didn't show it last year. And his numbers regressed. Again, they had a ton of injuries. They lost a lot at wide receiver, and that didn't help him. But, you know, he himself needs to play better and more consistently than he did. Number 27, and this one's going to surprise some people too, including the Florida State people. Number 27 is James Blackmon. Now, the first thing I'll tell you is that Nick Starkel is visiting Florida State, the A&M transfer, and we'll see whether he winds up there and whether he could threaten for this job or not. But for now, the guy is James Blackmon. And so James Blackmon is the guy we're going with here. Blackmon has shown flashes. When he was thrown in, and when I say thrown in the fire, he was thrown in the fire. It's more than cliche. That offensive line was horrific 2 years ago. He was absolutely he was killed, and basically Jimbo let him get killed, and didn't provide him much help, didn't provide him much guidance, and the young man really hasn't had a chance to develop previous to this. He has ability; it starts with that. But the primary reason that James Blackmon makes the list here at 27. And I want you to note this, Ramona, in parentheses, is OC Kendall Briles. Because I am such a believer in Briles and his offensive brain power
that vastly improved the quarterback situation at Florida Atlantic last year and then turned Derek King into a Heisman contender before injuries and conscientious objectors waylaid Houston's season at the end of the year. But I am such a believer in Kendall Briles and his ability to magnify the skills of any quarterback, to accentuate the skills of any quarterback. I think he will do the same with James Blackman. I think you'll see James Blackman take a massive step forward, in part due to his own ability, but in even larger part due to Kendall Briles' talent as an offensive mind. So number 27 is James Blackman, but it is as much Kendall Briles as it is James Blackman. So he makes the list at number 27. Number 26, I think our friend William Quackenbush is going to like this pick, Ramona. Number 26 is a quarterback that really the nation doesn't know anything about. He's Peyton Ramsey of Indiana. Ramsey has tools. Ramsey had a really good year as a young player last season. He threw for about 3,000 yards and did it in relative obscurity. He also rushed for about 350, 360 yards, somewhere in that range. And he has ability as a runner. He is accurate on the move. He can evade pressure, has adequate arm strength. There are a lot of things to like, and plays with a confidence as well, plays with a swagger as well. Is Indiana quarterback Peyton Ramsey, again, who to this point, in terms of the nation's perspective, is a lot like Buckshot Calvert at Liberty. He is a relative unknown, despite the fact he has already had some statistical success, but remains unknown to the country. I think the country will become more aware of him this year. And quite honestly, as the season unfolds, it may turn out that I have Peyton Ramsey ranked too low, because I think the kid can play. I think the kid can play. So Peyton Ramsey makes the list at number 26, the Indiana quarterback. Number 25, coming back from injury, is North Texas quarterback Mason Fine. Mason Fine was injured the latter half of last year. Fine is a record-setting quarterback. He's a little bit like Mackenzie Milton in terms of his build and his skill set, just not quite as good. But he's similar, and he's been enormously productive throughout his career. I mean, incredibly productive. 4,000-yard passer. A guy who just lights people up on that level. And again, he was injured late last season. We have to see how he returns from that injury and how he performs off of it. But I believe in the kid. I believe in his toughness. I believe in his ability. And I believe in his ability as a leader. If anybody can recover from it, it will be Mason Fine. So Mason Fine makes the list at number 25, the senior quarterback for Northwestern. Before we get to 24, let me tell you about my friends at Harry's. You know, what I love most about the Harry's shave is the flexible, soft, hinged head that glides across the contours of my face. There are never any cuts. There are never any burns. You don't get any of that stuff. This is what is so incredible about a Harry's shave. And the razor is perfectly balanced. It feels good in your hand. I mean, it doesn't even feel like you're shaving with a Harry's shave. And that's the best part of it. Join the 10 million who have already tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. You just use promo code WALT at harrys.com, WALT, capital letters, promo code WALT at harrys.com. Look, Harry's founders were tired of paying up for overpriced gimmicks. Razors that played music, vibrating heads, flex balls, handles that look like spaceships, the tactics that the leading brand has utilized for years to just boost prices. Harry's knew there had to be a better way. These were two regular guys, just like us, who just knew there had to be a better way. They were tired of the whole thing. So they sought the world over, and they found the German factory that made the finest steel and ground it into the sharpest blades, and the rest, as they say, is history. Harry's has become the foil to all these major shave companies. They hate Harry's because Harry's is killing them where it hurts, because Harry's is delivering on their promises. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer just for listeners of my show. I don't understand why anyone wouldn't do this. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get the razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and the travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Tell them I say it. It's the way this deal works. It's Harry's. It just can't get any better than that. All right, number 25 was Mason Fine. When we get back, I'll tell you who number 24 is on the Road Rage countdown to the best quarterback in the country for the 2019 season.
Mickey Baller here for another great offer from Zero Res. Now through March the 3rd, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. Mention my name and you'll get a hallway for free. Get ahead of the spring cleaning rush. And did you know that Zero Res cleans air ducts? If you're waking up stuffy and notice you'll get more dust more often, maybe it's time to get your air ducts clean. Call for a free estimate, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
Well, locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs, the crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Expertise is yet another reason contractors and facility managers choose Crute LED. We sell the best products because we design them ourselves. The practical experience of installing them and learning what works best for our contractors and installers allows us to create fixtures that are exceptionally easy to install and include all the necessary parts without anything else to buy. Call us at 864-401-8156 or email us at sales@crute-led.com for more info on our innovative products or to place your order today.
Your Pie of Clemson invites you to celebrate Valentine's Day. Take advantage of the couple special. Your choice of two entrees and beer or wine or a combo for only $20. Enjoy fresh, handcrafted pizza or delicious panini, or cozy up to Your Pie's new tasty hot pasta selections like cheesy Alfredo and meatball marinara, and dive into their fresh signature Greek, Caesar, and Caprese salads. Enjoy the Valentine's Day special at Your Pie of Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn and Garden and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn and Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Dabtula on 105.5 The Roar.
This is what I'm talking about.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Hall. You want to get in on the best quarterbacks in college football for next season? You're welcome to. First Class Hall, top machinery in the industry. They use Hunter machinery. They have a $75,000 Hunter laser alignment machine. Means your alignment is perfect every time. How many times have you gone to get your car aligned and found out that the tow was off or pulled left, pulled right, and you weren't happy with it? Not at First Class Halt. So if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you have an advantage over the rest of us because the rest of us can't get our vehicles aligned at First Class Halt. 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on FCH work. Who does that? It means if they put in a water pump and 2.5 years from now you're in Phoenix and it goes, they call, they get you towed, and they pay to get it fixed. I'm sorry, who does that? Free roadside assistance. Who does that? Free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. Keeping with the theme, who does that? The facilities are so clean you could eat off the floor. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the aforementioned free shuttle. No one takes care of their customers like First Class Hall. That's why you get all these insanely good reviews. Go read them. Google, Yelp, they're endless. They encourage you to go check out their reviews. The Anderson location is the newer location. They only hire the best. Greg is over 25 years with Lexus experience. Steve is over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting top flight specialists with First Class Hall. Knowledge that is top notch in the industry. And as always, the options always get explained to you. So you, the customer, make the final call on everything. Now, how about this? For February, you're going to love what we have going on at First Class Hall. The February specials are here. You can get 14% off of labor on First Class Halt's previous recommendations. You also can get $100 off any Halt Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package. Both going on now at the Greenville and the Anderson locations. So either location for both of those things. And then the Anderson location only, FCH is offering you a full diagnostic check for just $99. This is First Class Halt. Make your appointments right now in Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600, and in Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212. And don't let that timing belt thing creep up on you without getting checked. I don't know what your particular model requires, but 50, 60,000 miles, I think somewhere in there. If you let that timing belt go, your engine will go as well. So if you're getting close, time to get it replaced, get to First Class Halt, get $100 off any Halt timing belt package. You will thank me later. You want to get in 654-7627. All right, Ramona, we left off the Road Rage countdown of the best quarterbacks in college football for 2019. We left off at number 25, right? We did Mason Fine, 25, North Texas.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Okay. Number 24. We should have a drum roll. Number 24 is Virginia quarterback Bryce Perkins. I think Bryce Perkins demonstrated his toughness all year. He is a sensational athlete. There were numerous times this year he hurdled players. He was extremely accurate in the short and intermediate passing game. Virginia did not stretch the field much with him. I think part of it was lack of weaponry on the outside, and part of it was they just wanted Bryce Perkins to play within himself, which he did. And you saw that again against South Carolina. And the whole second half of the year, I don't think there's a tougher kid playing the position in the country. He's a man, and he's a leader. And more than anything else, that's what he uses.
He oozes the intangibles. He's an absolute leader of that football team. Obviously, it's a well-coached football team with Bronco Mendenhall. I don't think Virginia was a fluke this year. In fact, I think they'll win the Coastal this coming season, and Bryce Perkins will be the reason why. Watching him all year, I developed a real respect for his competitive nature. He is an extremely, a hyper-competitive kid. And that's how he makes the list. It's not so much the physical attributes. He's still in development as a quarterback. But it's everything he brings to the table that makes him a winner. And it helped him make Virginia a winner. It helped Bronco Mendenhall make Virginia a winner. It helped Bronco Mendenhall beat South Carolina 28-0. And so I think next season you're going to see more of the fruits of Bryce Perkins' arrival at Virginia. So Perkins is number 24. Number 23 is a player that Clemson fans have some familiarity with. Number 23 is Kellen Mond of Texas A&M. Look, it will be Mond's second year with Jimbo Fisher, second year in the system. Obviously, Mond was sort of all over the place last year. The two teams he played best against were the two teams from South Carolina. I think they were his only two 300-yard passing games in those two football games. I believe that's correct off the top of my head. And so he was sort of all over the place, but he's a unique athlete. You know, he reminds me of Colin Kaepernick. He has sort of that type of athleticism, not quite to the level of Colin Kaepernick. He's not as big as Colin Kaepernick, but he even looks like Colin Kaepernick to me. But his game is very similar. He has a strong arm. It's not always accurate. He's still working on that element of it. But I think year one in an offense that he wasn't familiar with, I think he did a pretty good job. And my expectation for him would be continued progress in year two of that offense. And we'll see if that happens and how his relationship works with Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo has not always had the best working relationships with his quarterbacks. He's been involved in more screaming sessions on the sidelines with quarterbacks than probably any coach in the country. But I think Kellen Mond in year one under Jimbo Fisher ran that offense about as well as he could have. And obviously Texas A&M benefited from it. They had a very fruitful, successful season. So Kellen Mond is number 23 on the Road Rage countdown of the 2019 best quarterbacks in the nation. And by the way, a guy, if he continues to develop, may have an NFL future. He has the physical attributes to play the position. He just needs refining. Now, quite a bit of refining, but he needs refining. I mean, that's why you're at, 23 on the list. Number 22 is young Iowa State quarterback Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy, since the time he took over at Iowa State, has been an absolute leader of men as a kid. He has a pretty strong arm. He's a very good athlete, very good athlete. Probably a more accurate passer than Ellinger is to this point, but a somewhat similar player to Sam Ellinger of Texas. In fact, the most disappointing game that Iowa State played was really that game at Texas, where I thought they would have competed better than they did. But Brock Purdy shows all the signs of being a guy who can lead Iowa State to a higher level than they've been at in a long time. And again, he's a physical kid. He's a thick kid. He's strong. He has a good arm, and he's a really talented athlete. He can run around and make plays, and he can make plays with his legs as well. And more than anything else, what Purdy gives you is natural leadership at a really high level. And that's true of some of these. Look, when I look down this list and some of these guys that are already on it, I think the Calvert kid from Liberty is a natural leader. I think Peyton Ramsey from Indiana is a natural leader. Mason Fine's a natural leader. I think Bryce Perkins is a natural leader. I think Brock Purdy is a natural leader. So, you know, that's what some of these players have as one of their prime strengths. And listen, Purdy has a chance to move up this list. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if by the end of the season, he looks like a player that I should have ranked higher. But, you know, I have to make choices at this point in the process. And you're getting a first look at a lot of these guys. Number 21 is a guy who started out on fire last year, then lost his number one receiver, and the second half of the year didn't go as swimmingly, and eventually the coach got fired. Anyone know who I'm talking about? I know there's one guy who does. I'm talking about Colorado quarterback Steven Montez. Montez, to me, is a gifted guy. He has a big arm. He's 6'5". He's 240 pounds. He's very athletic. I mean, extremely athletic. There's a lot to like about Steven Montez. Excuse me. And the first half of last season, he was playing like a guy who could be a dark horse Heisman candidate. But when he lost his best receiver, his year sort of fell apart, as did Colorado's in the second half of the season. And I still have pretty good expectations for Montez. He's still a guy who could one day find himself in the National Football League. He has the traits to play in the National Football League. And again, he's 6'5", 240, and he's athletic. I want to see how he develops and how he plays over the course of this year and how he matures and continues to refine his ability. But Steven Montez makes the list at number 21. Number 20. Number 20 was asked this question, Ramona. Number 20 was asked by a reporter if he would have beaten out Trevor Lawrence had he stayed at Clemson. His answer was, yes, I think I could have. Number 20 on the list, this is a fact. He was asked about, 18 questions. By the way, he had wonderful things to say about Clemson. Wonderful things to say about Clemson. And a local reporter interviewed him and asked him a series of questions, and he spoke very highly of Clemson. Very, very highly. He's a very soft-spoken kid, doesn't say much in general, except this. Hunter Johnson was asked if he would have beaten out Trevor Lawrence had he stayed at Clemson, and his answer was, yes, I think I could have. Now, you want your quarterback to be confident. But, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the reason Hunter Johnson left Clemson was because of Trevor Lawrence. And if you really thought you were going to beat out Trevor Lawrence, then you'd still be here. But that was Hunter Johnson's answer to the question. And his brother sort of doubled down. His brother seems to be a little more talkative than Hunter is. Everyone agrees Hunter's a hard guy to get words out of. He's not really very talkative. But his brother thinks he's going to be the top pick in the draft. His brother thinks that that basically everybody screwed up and that Hunter Johnson at some point is going to be the top pick in the draft. Look, I think Hunter Johnson was made to play quarterback. I do. I think that his timing was unfortunate at Clemson. I think his timing was unfortunate. But I think the answer of, I think I could have beaten him out, yes, from Hunter Johnson regarding Trevor Lawrence, is a little bit disingenuous because, again, I think if he really believed that, I think that he would still be here. And most obviously he is not. So, but that's what his stated belief is. Northwestern believes in Hunter Johnson, as do I. I think Hunter Johnson has real talent to play the position, and he's a very good athlete. You know, we gave you his spark numbers a few years back. He is saying, he said in this piece that he thinks he can run a 4.6 or under. And Northwestern plans on utilizing his mobility. Now, remember, Northwestern played two quarterbacks last year. It wasn't just Thorson. They played the T.J. Green kid, who actually played pretty well in relief of Thorson. But I think it's pretty clear to me, based on the things I'm gleaning out of Northwestern, that Hunter Johnson is going to be their guy. I think this, and they may play two quarterbacks to a degree, but I still think Hunter Johnson is going to be the primary quarterback. I think Hunter Johnson has a chance to have real success at Northwestern and perhaps move up this list significantly. I just can't put him any higher than this at this point in the process, because it would be ignoring too many the accomplishments of too many other guys. But I will not be surprised if Hunter Johnson, almost right from the get-go, plays well at Northwestern. He thinks he's going to. That's pretty clear. His brother certainly thinks he's going to. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from, including a prenatal massage. There's also the salon that employs the leading stylists in the Southeast. So if you want to change your look, Urban Nirvana is the place for you. Urban Nirvana has it all. Here's the best news of all. If you whiffed on Valentine's Day, Taj Boyd, if you whiffed on Valentine's
Day, it wasn't his fault.
Yeah, I know, we didn't see the receipts or anything. If you whiffed on Valentine's Day, Taj Boyd, there is still time to do the Urban Nirvana thing. And you can present that right away. And you don't have to wait or anything, Tosh. You just go to urbannirvana.com. You print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and she will love you. You'll win. See that, Tosh? So do that tonight. And all you other Tosh-like people who didn't deliver for one reason or another, you go to urbannirvana.com. You print off your gift certificate, and you're done. You're done. And you can still do that. This is Valentine's Day, but you can do that right now. And you can just play coy. Oh, you know, baby, I forgot. I was holding out the special gift for later. UrbanNirvana.com. Quick break. Walt up to the road rage. We'll be right back.
This Saturday, Brad Brownell and the Tigers take on first-year head coach Chris Mack and perennial national power, the Louisville Cardinals in Louisville at the KFC Yum Center in hopes of bringing home a resume-building win. Pre-game starts at 11:30 a.m. with a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and cluttered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131.
We want Pretzel Crust! We want Pretzel Crust!
Pretzel Crust fans, rejoice, because it's back. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four-cheese blend surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8, and only $6 from the home of Pretzel Crust Pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza, pizza at participating locations plus tax.
It's electric. That's right, it's the Honda Clarity, Honda's plug-in electric hybrid. What that means to you is 48 miles of pure electric power. Then go those extra miles with a range of 350 miles with the hybrid engine. Also included in the Honda lineup is the Hybrid Accord and the Honda Insight with up to 55 miles a gallon. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com for our available inventory of electric and hybrid vehicles. Again, visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Each day, Anderson School District 5's operational services team serves more than 13,000 wonderful students in our community. If you're interested or know someone who is interested in joining Anderson School District 5's team as a custodian, bus driver, food service member, or school technology associate, you're invited to participate in their planned career fair, Monday, February the 18th at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road. The career fair will be from 2 until 6 p.m., and each department will have representatives available to provide information, answer your questions, and assist while applying for employment while attending. Each hour of the event, they'll be giving away a $100 gift card. They look forward to seeing you all who are interested in joining the support team, the Anderson School District 5 Job Fair, February the 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road in Anderson.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn and Garden, and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn and Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Snap, hold, the kick is blocked. It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Walter Tule Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-767. Let me tell you about my friends at George Coleman Ford. You know, every day Ramona brings more positive reviews from George Coleman Ford. And this review, and I'm not going to give her last name, but this review was just posted February 12th, so 2 days ago, by Pamela. She wrote, "Doug Taylor contacted me immediately upon my request for more information about a car. He hooked me up with Randy Looper, who's the very best at what he does. I never felt pressured or intimidated. They were open and honest about everything and made me feel comfortable in working with them. Gerald Jordan was amazing and got straight to the point. There was no wasted time for me. I will definitely do business with them again. As a single mama who went to the dealership with her kid in tow, that is more than I could have ever imagined or asked for." The last line is, capital letters, "They are amazing." Amazing, capital letters. And this review was just posted. 5 out of 5. That is George Coleman Ford. That is who they've been for 90 years. This is what sets them apart, makes them different. For 90 years, they have cared first and foremost about you. See, George Coleman Ford knows a little secret that a lot of the rest of the industry doesn't. And that is that if you're happy, they win. These short-sighted dealerships who are only interested in short-term gain and not at all concerned about you, they may sell you once, but they'll never sell you again. George Coleman Ford keeps their customers for life. That's how you're in business 90 years. And it's that type of service that Pamela just described that's the reason. That's what makes them different. George Coleman Ford, Travelers Rest, Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. Trucks cost less than Travelers Rest. There are never any document fees in Travelers Rest. But above all else, it still just comes down to the way they treat you. And they make sure that your needs are taken care of. That is George Coleman Ford. You want to get in, 654-7627. Before we get back to the list, and we'll get to that in a minute, I just briefly want to talk about Clemson baseball. You know, the baseball season set to get underway tomorrow, and the start time moved up to 3. So I will not be on tomorrow. But, you know, already you have Carson Spires, who is named to the Stopper of the Year watch list. That's not surprising. And he's going to be relied on to close a lot of these games this year. You know, it is a extremely young starting pitching staff. Brooks Crawford at the top of it for this weekend, and Davis Sharp and Justin Robleski. It appears that Jacob Hennessy will be moved to the bullpen, which makes some sense. You want more power arms in your starting pitching, and I think that's what this demonstrates. And again, this is all subject to change, could change after this weekend. But the other part of it is that Sharp and Robleski are also going to be regular position players and add some power to the lineup, and that'll be the hope. Monty Lee likes the flexibility of this team, and I think he thinks that, you know, that they may be able to win in multiple ways. And I think he likes the fact that he can match up out of the bullpen as well. Clemson was 14 in the Baseball America preseason poll. Obviously, there's no Seth Beer, there's no Chris Williams, there's no Spencer Strider for a different reason. But I think this team has lots of young pieces. I think one of the concerns is going to be, since you are going to be so reliant on freshmen, how those freshmen handle the rigors of a 56-game season. And do they hit a wall at some point, since you apparently are going to be reliant on them? Those are questions that I would have, and I think only time will tell that. I don't think there's any way to know that answer right now. But that would be my concern over the course of the year. If you're looking at how this team starts out, well, again, you have a new mix of a lot of young players starting out. So you might be a little slow out of the block, at least trying to figure out an offensive identity. But the long-term question might be, will the reliance on freshmen hinder you late in the year, because those guys are not accustomed to playing the rigors of a 56-game college season, especially if we're talking about guys who are not only going to be utilized as starting pitchers, but are also going to be utilized as regular position players? I think those are the questions I would have, and it all starts with South Alabama tomorrow. And we'll see how that all plays out. All right, let's get back to the list, Ramona. This is the Road Rage top 30, although there's actually 34 because we had a tie for 30 because I couldn't jam them on. The top 30 college quarterbacks of the 2019 season. And we left off with the little story of Hunter Johnson and how Hunter Johnson said a lot of flattering things about Clemson in this interview that was conducted. In fact, nothing but flattering things about Clemson. Said he'd always be a Tiger, these type of things. Said he loved it there, loved everybody, loved the coaching staff, all those things. He was very flattering in his appraisal of Clemson. But he did say, when asked about Trevor Lawrence, he was asked, would you have beaten Trevor Lawrence out had you stayed at Clemson? And his answer was, yes, I think I could have. So he's very confident. He's very confident. We'll give him that. Again, I have Hunter Johnson at 20. I would not be surprised to see him higher on the list by the end of the season. But I also won't be surprised. He probably won't be on anyone else's list. But the talent and the ability is there, and I think he is going to inherit the job, at least for a shot at the job, before they let TJ Green in the mix. And it's not that Green played badly. It just sounds like they want to design their offense around Hunter Johnson's mobility. And that's what it sounds like they have cooking up in Northwestern. So Hunter Johnson, number 20. Number 19, We'll see how this goes over. Number 19 is South Carolina quarterback Jake Bentley. You know, this is about where I would have had Jake Bentley last year, and he's still basically in the same position. And the reason is because there's just too many ups and downs, too many highs and lows. He had some great moments. I mean, he played really well against Clemson. If you deny that, then you deny the truth. I mean, he was terrific against Clemson. Terrific. I mean, he did what nobody else did against Clemson all year. What did he throw for, like 500 yards? I mean, he was sensational against a more talented team. One of the criticisms of Bentley throughout much of his young career was that he played his worst against all the best teams, and it was statistically obvious. But the best team he played all last year, he played his best game. So that's to his credit. The problem is he has to connect the dots. He did not play well against Texas A&M. Against Texas A&M. He did not play well against Virginia in their bowl game. He performed poorly against Virginia. Now, granted, he lost his number one weapon, and that didn't help him against a Virginia secondary that I think was elite, was one of the five best in the country. That didn't help his situation. And therefore, I mean, when you lose a player like Deebo Samuel and you're confronted with that type of secondary, you're probably going to find some struggles. But the point total was zero. And obviously, that's just not getting it done. And this is still the problem I have with Jake Bentley. I will watch Jake Bentley play a quarter, a game, a series of plays in which he looks like an NFL quarterback. And then I'll watch him play a game where he looks anything but an NFL quarterback. And somehow he needs to connect the dots and become a more consistent performer before I can move him up on this list. I don't see that element out of him next year so far. And that's what he's going to need to prove as a senior. And quite honestly, if he doesn't prove it, he has some pressure behind him in Holinsky, who's 232 pounds and 6'4 and a half. And so he has the physical makeup to play immediately. And he seems like a really sharp kid and I think a natural leader. So there may be a little pressure put on Bentley for the first time in his career. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. And we'll see how he plays. I mean, I had pretty big expectations for him this year. I don't know if he quite met those expectations, but he did show signs of improvement. And again, one thing I will say, his receiving core, by and large, over the course of the year, did not help him. They didn't do him any major favors. They dropped a lot of balls. You know, there were instances where, you know, some of it was on the receiver, some of it was on Jake. But I think by and large, he improved. I think it would be foolish to suggest he didn't improve. Because again, prior to this year, he was never going to do what he did against Clemson. Now, did the surrounding parts improve a little? In some ways, yes. In some ways, yes. But again, I think he, to a degree, answered at least one of the biggest questions about him up until this year, which was, can he perform against better competition? And I think to an extent he did that. And he certainly played his best game against the best team he faced all year. So Jake Bentley's 19. I thought about him higher, but I just can't commit to higher until I see more consistent performance from him. And that's where I'm at with them. Let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. Listen, there's no place like the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep. The deals are always absolutely sensational. Up to 70% off every day. It just doesn't get better. But then it does. And here's how it gets better. Tax refunds are on the way. We know you want to stretch your money as far as you can. At the Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we want to help. Right now, buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress for everyone in the family
with discounts up to 70% off our everyday low pricing. And that's not all. Get this, Romano. Through February, receive an additional 10 to 15% off select Serta models during our Serta clearance sale. Don't miss out on these deals. Open 7 days a week. The Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart right across from Chick-fil-A. Trust me, you're never going to get a better opportunity. Do it today. It's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep. Listen, start enjoying a better night's sleep. Stop suffering. I know how you are. You wake up, your back hurts, your neck hurts. You think, I can't really afford a mattress right now. I have other things to worry about. You can. You just don't know it. Because you haven't experienced the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. All right, so here's where we are. We're going over the road rage list of the top 30-plus quarterbacks in college football for the 2019 season. And the last few have been, from 25 up, Mason Fine, Bryce Perkins, Kellen Mond, Brock Purdy, Steven Montez, Hunter Johnson at 20, and Jake Bentley at number 19. When we get back, we'll tell you who number 18 is on the countdown to the best quarterback in college football.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
This Saturday, Brad Brownell and the Tigers take on first-year head coach Chris Mack and perennial national power, the Louisville Cardinals, in Louisville at the KFC Yum Center in hopes of bringing home a resume-building win. Pre-game starts at 11:30 a.m. with a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Listen closely. This is the sound of transformation. The sound of digging deep and doing what you didn't think was possible. It's happening now at the YMCA of Easley Pickens in Powdersville. Equipment, programs, instruction, friends. The Y is so much more. Special new member discounts are available for a limited time.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower co-pays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available on our network.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, lkqpickyourpart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish